Let me introduce you to Bluey, a lovable, inexhaustible 6-year-old Australian Blue Heeler dog who is the star of an animated series created, written and made, post-produced as well, right here in Queensland. The show premiered on ABC Kids last October and has had, wait for it, 75 million program plays on iView, making it the number one show of all time on ABC's catch-up platform. Now, by comparison, the start of the much-anticipated Season 8 of Game of Thrones managed to attract a comparatively tiny 962,000 viewers. Wow, we made such a big thing out of it. Joe Brumham is the man behind Bluey. Here he is speaking with one of our colleagues, ABC's Matt Webber.
To make an Australian Peppa Pig, I liked how they used different animal species for all the different families, but I thought I really love dogs, and I thought, look, within the dog world, obviously, there's so much variation from breed to breed, so I thought, well, look, that's enough to have different, you know, characters and different families. And I had a Blue Heeler growing up called Bluey, and I just thought, you know, you don't get any more Australian than blue and red heelers. So from there, we made some pilots and we pitched it to the ABC and they got on board, and we pitched it to the world effectively at an animation conference, and then they got on board, and so one thing led to another, and then we had 40 or 50 of us in West End in Brisbane making this cartoon.
Far out.
And then now it's screened, and yeah, that's sort of, you pick it up from here, really.
It's quite an undertaking, isn't it? I didn't realise so many people would be involved. 40 to 50, is that a normal animation team?
Yeah, pretty much. For series, that's pretty normal. Each animator gets through around 30 seconds a week. So if you kind of add that up, every episode is 6.5 minutes. So there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of a lot of hard yakka that goes into it.
Mm.
It's a good crew we got, really good crew.
And if you follow me this way, you'll see a
kangaroo, kangaroo.
Well, it's like a kangaroo, young lady, but smaller. It's a paddy melon, very friendly. I'm pretty sure they like eating melons.
Bluey is a girl, why?
Well, I got two daughters, and so that was my sort of first go-to. And now producer Charlie's got two daughters, and both my brothers have got two daughters. So
it was meant to be.
Yeah, it was the way that had to go.
Excellent. Do you think having a female, if I can call Bluey a lead character, if you like, do you think that that offers something different or something new to this kind of genre?
No, I don't think so. I'd say there's, you know, even amounts of characters with male leads and female leads. I mean, Peppa Pig is female, so no, I think it's the, I would say what we offer is I guess that level of realism, you know, and of that family situation. And that was when I say I wanted to make a Peppa Pig for Australia. I mean, that's, to me, I love that show, and that the most amazing thing about it doesn't seem that amazing. It's just that they just made it about a normal family.
When you're pitching a show like this for the purpose of a viewing audience that's pretty young, how do you find your mark? What were you looking at when you were developing plot lines and narrative and the like?
Bingo and Bluey are 4 and 6 years old, and that's pretty, that's sort of the fits very neatly in that developmental phase of kids that sits, you know, just after fine motor and just before abstract academic onset. And it's this, psychologists would call it a number of things, but it's broadly defined as the social emotional developmental phase, where the kids are learning to not be little toddlers anymore. You know, toddlers are naturally, you know, very egocentric and all that. So it's that first step into, I'm a little social creature. You want to play these games of doctors and, you know, cafe, but that involves other kids also having their input. And so through these games, the kid like eventually tempers that natural egocentricity and also starts developing their cognitive ability, their persistence. You know, they have to stay persist in these roles. So to me, it's for that developmental age. And that's why there's no reading or numbers or anything in this. That seems to be for an older, more abstract phase.
Today, Polly, the cousins are coming over. Mum and Aunt Trixie are going to play hockey. That means we can play horsey with Dad and Uncle Stripe. Is that going to be fun?
So that was really it. I just looked at everything that kids learn in that particular developmental phase.
Okay. You were taking me back to psychology lectures from university days there for a moment. I'd forgotten all that stuff, but you've obviously immersed yourself a fair bit in getting to know who your audience will be.
There seems to be, a bit of a misnomer that kids are little mini adults, and if you can just get them started reading as soon as they can walk, then they'll go with that. But as far as I could tell, and I definitely thought that, but as far as I can tell, the psychologists say, no, like they've got to go through each distinct phase and before they're kind of ready to handle the following phase. So I find it kind of very fascinating.
Yeah, it is. Well, it is. It is. You've got a second series in the offing, I believe.
Yes, we've started writing the next 52 and we're just about to train up some new animators, and we'll be busy on that until about next September.
How many audiences are viewing this? Where is Bluey seen?
Well, for the moment, it's only in Australia. The international deals take quite a long time, as you can imagine. There's a lot of moving parts, but we're inching slowly. I'm hopefully within a few weeks of being able to announce who our global partner is. And then the plan is by the end of the year, they will take this thing to the world.
Wow. Wow. Does that thrill you, the thought of all of that?
We'll see. Let me see how it goes down.
That's adorable. Creator of Bluey, Joe Brum there.